Welcome to Shelf Logic, the official podcast of the Maricopa County Library District.
Hello, and welcome to the Shelf Logic podcast. My name is Jennifer, and for this podcast, we are going to be discussing popular and most recommended female authors that we have within the MCLD system. For this podcast, we're filming this in March, and on March 8th, it was International Women's Day, which is a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women, and also just celebrating the local women in your lives and how they've impacted you. So for this podcast, I thought it would be interesting for me to survey our librarians and staff members to see what female authors they really felt inspired by, who they would recommend to customers coming in, and see if there's to be anything that you hear today that you might want to listen to or read or check out based off of our recommendations. So I pulled 25 members of staff, and these staff members all thought of five different women that they would recommend. And I just pulled the most common stuff, the most common selections based off of their recommendations, as well as some of our numbers that we have here to check circulation to see what has been moving and if that coincides with what staff members have said. So I have the top five most popular and recommended collection items by female authors, and we're just going to get right started. These are going to vary in genre, in size, length, as well as in subject matter, but they are all adult fiction titles. So that's going to be something that you can really emphasize here. These are all adult fiction recommendations and have all been written by women who are really doing super well with what they're doing with their books. So for our most recommended, we have number one, it's It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. This is a romance novel. We have it available here via large print, regular print, and electronic copies via Libby. This book tells the story of Lily, a young woman who finds herself in a big city after moving away from her small town. There she meets Ryan, a neurosurgeon who sweeps her off her feet. Her world is turned upside down when her old love, Atlas, from her hometown suddenly appears in her life. If you've never read a Colleen Hoover book, this one follows all the classic elements that she tends to gravitate towards. A protagonist with a disruptive childhood, a young woman finding herself, multiple love interests, a lot of real world application and dealing with loss and maybe divorce, things like that. Recommenders of this book have said that the novel was heartbreaking yet uplifting and keeps you so invested in the storyline that you just can't put it down. I've read several Colleen Hoover books. This one I like the most out of her selection. The pacing is really good. You really get invested in the characters and the storyline. And I think that if you're looking to engage with romance novels, especially something by Colleen, this is a great place to start. The second most recommended female author book that we have via staff, and this is also something that was highly recommended or highly circulated with just within MCLD, is the book Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus. This is a historical novel, and this historical novels don't tend to get as circulated as much just because the storylines and the settings tend to be more wartime settings. This book is actually set in the 1960s, which makes it very different from a lot of the historical fiction that we have within the system. This is available in large print, regular print, and electronic versions via Libby. And this book for the last 3 months has been on MCLD's most circulated items list and follows the story of chemist Elizabeth Zott as she navigates single motherhood as well as being a reluctant cooking host on a national television show. As I said, it is set in the 1960s. And it is a historical novel that is really funny, bold, and speaks to a lot of issues that women juggling career and family deal with. People at the branch and within the library system who recommended this novel loved its lighthearted writing style, the prose, and the difference in setting. Because as I said, a lot of historical novels tend to hit a lot of wartime themes or a lot of topics that tend to be more grim and dim, while this one is much more lighthearted and set in a non-typical time period. The third book that we got recommended, that I got recommended a lot, is The Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros. So this is a fantasy novel. You will often see it online listed as romantasy as well, so a combination of romance and fantasy. This book is available via regular print and electronic within the branch and within our system. And since its release, it's been flying off our library shelves with our current holds list exceeding 50 requests. It's most often compared to the Court of Thorn and Roses series. This book follows Violet Soaringale as she's taken from her quiet scribe life and thrust into a life of dragon taming as war breaks out in her country. The story follows Violet as she learns to tame dragons, find friends, enemies, and potentially lovers, and discovers her country's war efforts might actually be hiding something much more nefarious. Recommenders of this book say that it's adventurous, fun, sexy, and inventive as readers go through a new and imaginative realm. Often when people are asking about this book at the front desk, I will often put the reference to Court of Thorn and Roses as well as the Game of Thrones. It's a very world-building heavy book. The book is very interested in the culture of the land, the culture of the people, the workplace dynamics. And if you're interested in that sort of breakdown of timing and structure, this is going to be something that you're really going to like. Our fourth most recommended title is Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt. This is a general fiction book, and it's available in large print, regular print, and in electronic copies via Libby. This book was released in 2022 and has become one of our most requested items over the past 2 years, with its current holds list for regular copies standing at 79 holds. This novel, which is a Read with Jenna Today Show book club pick, follows Tova Sullivan, who, while grieving her recently deceased husband and her missing son, takes on a night shift job at a local aquarium. Tova becomes friendly with an octopus at the aquarium named Marcellus. By working at the aquarium, Tova places herself in a path of healing and self-discovery, as Marcellus may be key to finding out what happened to her missing son. This book has been hailed by recommenders as startlingly creative, inventive, heartwarming, with many loving the writing style, the humor, and the freshness of the story. I read this book last year just as something to pick up, and it was probably one of the best books that I read the entire year. I love the prose. I love the inventiveness. I love the different perspectives that you get to see within this book. It's a really great novel, and for it being her first debut novel, it was so well done, and I really can't recommend it enough. A lot of the people on staff who recommended this book also mentioned that it was one of their favorite reads of last year as well. And the fifth most recommended item that we have here from staff and based off of Cirque's via MCLD is Happy Place by Emily Henry. So we have this in large print, regular print, and electronic via Libby. And this is also another romance novel. Romance tends to be trending a lot online. You'll see a lot of book talk about romance books. You'll see a lot of Instagram reels about romance books. People who talk about books within like Twitter or on forums often talk about these books, this type of book. And Emily Henry is one of the most recommended authors that you'll see within this genre. So this book, again, is a romance novel by the popular author Emily Henry, and who has released other items such as Book Lovers and Beach Read. It's been extremely popular since its first release, and the hype has been met again with Emily Henry's new novel, Funny Story, which releases in April. We already have the book on order and have a hold list exceeding 50 already, and the book hasn't even been out yet. So this book follows Harriet and Wynne as they navigate their breakup of their relationship. They don't know how they're going to break it to their friends, what to do with their unresolved tension and lingering feelings. When their friends plan a trip that takes them to a foreign country where they have to sleep in the same room, the two must pull off still appearing to be in love to their friends while still working out to see if they really want to be together or end it all as they originally planned. This book was super fun. I am not surprised at all that a lot of people on staff mentioned it, because it's oozing with romance. There's a whole will they won't they dynamic, and it has a very classic Emily Henry writing style, which is very light, very fun, very engaged in the contemporary writing style that you see a lot with romance novels today. And I feel like this one is a good supplementation of what her writing style is like. Compared to her other books, I still think Book Lovers is the best one. I generally don't tend to lean more towards enemies to lovers dynamic, which you kind of see here, but it's still such a good read. It's super fun. Those are the top five books that we had recommended here by female authors, and I am curious to see what you guys like to read. A lot of the female authors that we tend to see here generally run with the romance cycle. Those are the ones that are most popular and most most collected and most checked out. So it is great to see that all different kinds of styles of themes in writing have been expressed by so many people here. And we hope that after listening to this, you find some recommendations that you didn't think about at all and are willing to engage with those as well. It's always fun to look at new material and see what you may be missing by stepping out of the box a little bit. And I hope that these choices gave you some options as well. This has been the Shelf Logic Podcast. Again, as I said, I'm Jennifer. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to Shelf Logic. Make sure to hit subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. Follow us on social media where we are at MCLDAZ.